Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode for you featuring a conversation with local philosophic duo Chris and Dee, joining us to chat about their lovely new single released in June called One Mind. Chris and Dee are Chris Abbott and Dee McNeil, who are married in music and life and draw musical roots from Chris's work with The Pursuit of Happiness and Dee's work with The Strap-Ons. Their collaborative act has been called one of Canada's most compelling duos of the last decade due to their honest, powerful, and poetic songs that are equally personal and universal. Described as quiet revolutionaries, devastation in a pretty package, and the super folk duo of our Riot Girl Dreams, these two Kingston women hailing from the fiddle-rich Ottawa Valley cut their teeth in pop rock and punk rock scenes respectively, and now create harmony-rich and lyrically thought-provoking sound that draws comparisons to acts like the Milk Carton Kids, First Aid Kit, and even 80s synth-pop influences like Alice and Moyette and the Eurythmics. With us to chat about their work and their new song are Chris Abbott and Dee McNeil. Thank you for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown. We hope you enjoy today's program. Welcome back, Chris and Dee. It's so fabulous to have you with us here on CFRC once again. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We love CFRC, so we're so happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So Chris and Dee, you've been married in life and in music for a very long time. For some of our listeners out there, tell us the story about how the two of you came together so long ago.
Well, I was in a band called The Strap-Ons, and we were based out of London, Ontario. We had a show in Toronto, and Chris's friend, good friend, pulled her out, you know, to the clubs, and she's like, come on, you got to see this band. And so Chris and I just sort of, like, it was a break, and her friend sort of pulled me over and said, you got to meet this girl. She's an amazing guitarist. And we sort of, like, you know, we hit it off. And following year, we had lost our guitarist, and we were playing in Toronto again. And I touched base with Chris, and I said, do you want to play? Would you play with us? And she said, no. And I said, oh, okay.
So I also had good reasons for saying no, because I had also sort of said no to myself about playing.
Right.
It was that after a very long and really awesome career with The Pursuit of Happiness, I was at that crossroads of, like, so many years of playing, you know, internationally and, like, with a lot of attention and stuff. And it was like, I don't know who I am anymore. When the band wound down, it's wound back up again in the retirement years of the whole thing. But I really didn't know who I was. I needed to figure out, what am I? Am I anything? Am I anything other than music? Or so I wasn't playing guitar. I put it in the case. I was not interested in pursuing that anymore until Dee.
Yeah, but so I eventually got her out. I was like, come on, GC and D, let's go. These songs are fun. We have a good time. And so she joined us, and we hit it off immediately. We're from kind of like the same part of the Ottawa Valley, and just same values. We just hit it off, and then we ended up getting married about a year after.
Yeah.
When it was legal.
21 years
freshly
ago.
Freshly legal.
Yeah, so legal that, in fact, when we went to get a marriage license, and this is funny because Dee's usually, she's the one who's always pushing us to do things, to do new. And I'm the quiet, you know, kind of very introverted person. And but I was the one that went up to the desk to get the marriage license. And it was so new that they didn't even have the paperwork. And the woman at the desk didn't know what to do. She just looked at us and she said, "Who's it for?" And we said, "For us." And so she pulled out a paper that had bride and groom on it. And we literally looked at each other and said, who wants to be the bride and who wants to be the groom? And so, yeah, our marriage license says bride and groom on it.
Okay, so who was the bride and who was the groom? Or do you remember?
Chris was the groom. And
I took the lead. Imagine that. I was shaking. My knees were shaking.
Oh, you think that's bad? Well, when I went to get enroll for benefits at my first job in Kingston at a Catholic hospital, and going into the HR department with my
bride and groom,
with my bride and groom certificate, with my my groom Christine. Anyways,
things have changed since then.
Thank goodness. Good golly, though, right? But yeah, I guess things were still really fresh. That the bureaucracy had not yet caught up. Oh my goodness, my word. All right. So in addition to the wonderful life you've had together now, over 21 years?
Yes.
Yeah, 21
Well,
years.
Coming up 21 this year, yeah.
21. Yeah. Well, 21 years of married love together, but also musical love together, too. You've had a distinguished musical career, too. Your last album came out in 2019. That was Browse Line, but you had a few other albums before that. For some of our listeners who are new to Chris and Dee music, maybe can you give us some highlights about some of your past work before we chat about the new single?
Absolutely. All of our music has had a real Kingston thread to it, but really inspired by our life in Kingston. Not so much the things that we do, but the feeling, the rhythm, the sort of the philosophical view of kind of what our life is like here. So we have four albums out, and progressively they have become, I think, a little bit more of that introspective sort of thing that has to do with how our life is actually our music. And so we actually came up with a word called philosophoke, for better word of like, how do you describe us? So we came up with that word, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly how to you know, wind up a definition for it. But there's been songs on each of the records that have been really special to us. If we sort of were to have a little bit of a greatest hits kind of thing, there's a song on our first record that CFRC was like really super supportive, called Mars. Mm-hmm. And then on our second record, Bloom, there's a song called Newfoundland, all about our honeymoon in Newfoundland. Actually, it wasn't our honeymoon. It was just a vacation that we had there. But anyway, just a very free kind of feeling song. We wrote it over in Picton. We almost wrote that whole album entirely actually in Picton. What other song from
Great Long Game?
Great Long Game,
Beach,
yeah.
Chisel.
Beach was a fun song from Great Long Game, Cold Chisel. And then Still Here Inside, we recorded in 2019. Browse Line, we recorded in 2019. And we had just basically put it out in November, and then we were just lining up shows like so many other artists, and then COVID hit. Mm-hmm. And Dee worked in healthcare at the time, and so that just became our priority. Obviously music wasn't going to be for anybody a very big priority, but it was very huge for her in her personal life of healthcare, and to be COVID, you know, kind of busy. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of went underground for a little bit, and we were writing, but COVID changed everything. Mm-hmm. Just changed everything, and kind of our life became more important. Always has been important, but it became more important. So we just kind of decided that we weren't going to work on any kind of a timeline for anything, but just make music when it felt that it visited us. When music decided to arrive, it would arrive. And that's kind of what we've been doing ever since.
Awesome. And I stepped away from my career about a year ago to do, you know, all the fun things in life. And so that, yeah, we immediately got back into our music. And then, of course, the cancer diagnosis came in the midst of all of this. But it's still great. We're happy. Things are good. We're loving being back in music, and there's lots more to come. So we can't wait.
Amazing. Well, I still remember our very fun conversation that we had. I think it was like April or May of 2020, right? A few months after your album came out, but we were able to, okay, you guys could sit in this bubble in this room separate from, and I'll be in another room. But we had a great conversation, and you brought in some instruments and played some songs for us.
Yeah, there's lots of songs on that record we just love and barely got a chance to play at that time, but we're playing them, you know.
You're playing them, and that's fantastic. And since then, yes, it sounds like that you've had some time to hang around together and create some music. But again, like you said, not on a timeline. But there's something kind of interesting that's happened, I think, with your new song called One Mind. You've been out on social media chatting a lot about the new song, and I love the reels that you have where here we are putting together some music and playing the instruments together. It's really sweet and really lovely. I wonder, since you haven't been on a timeline, but then suddenly a new single emerges.
Yeah.
So well, what happened? What was the inspiration and process?
Well, it was, Dee can talk about the genesis of the song. It really literally arrived. You can talk about that if you like.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a student, I think, of non-dualism now for many years. So I have a daily sort of spiritual practice for that. And I was kind of had finished a meditation, and I was literally almost asleep when the words, very non-dualistic sort of words, just kind of came to me in a form, in a melody, and very clearly with the cadence and the way to say it, the phrasing. And I kind of woke up and I said to Chris, okay, Chris, I think there's a song here. Like, felt like downloaded from the universe, you know. And the song is special because it's sort of about that non-dualism, like we're all connected, and it's sort of kind of like, you know, the process was very much like that. It very much felt like there was a creative spark that came, you know, through us. It didn't feel like we were writing the song, and it felt like the song kind of like wrote into us, and the whole recording process kind of felt very, very and connected like
so
that.
But the journey of it was rather interesting, because when that moment happened, that was actually last like January. And it was a cold day, and we just sat down in our studio where we're speaking right now and grabbed our acoustic guitars. And this very lovely, very tender treatment came out. But the arrangement was very, very, very close to the way we recorded it. And it felt like it was more of a kind of a poetic chant. It wasn't going to be something that had a lot of verses. It just seemed like it was going to be this very succinct little thing that was going to kind of build like a very melodic, poetic chant is the only way that I can kind of briefly describe it. So we were doing that, and then it sort of felt like we needed a chorus, so I started kind of playing some guitar parts, and then I played something that was rather melodic, and we just kind of started singing it, and it felt like something that was going to kind of lift the spirit of the song, sort of thing. So that was all very, very great, pretty acoustic treatment. When we sat down to record it, we spent days trying to record it, and we couldn't get the vibe, the same thing that had happened when we sat down on our voice notes or our little video we put out on YouTube for the song. And it just was like, It needed something happier and something bigger. So we started, if it's okay to bring up the next big story in our life, we started to record the song, and we scrapped. We're not going to do it acoustically. We know that vibe of ours. There's a DNA of ours that has to go with us. It's impossible for us not to play a certain way. So we started to kind of jam, and we have some keyboards and stuff, and we just kind of started jamming with this different vibe. And we both come from like an 80s kind of music background. So we were experimenting with things that we both liked, not being literal or not referencing anything, just kind of feeling it out. And literally the second day of just doing that, we got a phone call where that kind of changed our life. That Dee got diagnosed with breast cancer. And we were like, you know, like so many people starting this thing. And they call it a journey. And as a partner, I think that, you know, we really didn't want to call it that. And we didn't want to, we got very insular. And it very, very quickly became not just Dee's process, but my process. And it was also one that we were very protective of what was the process going to look like. So we didn't want to talk about it, especially to other people, because what we started to see very quickly is that there are so many different experiences and that everyone is unique and everyone is right. But all of that variable information can cause so much panic and so much confusion when you don't know things yet, or you're being told something, but it's completely different for someone else. So we just got very insular with it. And, the music and the song One Mind in particular kind of became our happy place. Like we just would go in and work on the song, and it was just the two of us doing all the recording, all the performing of it. Nothing, no one else involved in it. And then it came time to mix it. And I have mixed and I've recorded us because that's been a kind of a goal of ours, always to sort of become more self-sufficient, because it's the only way that this could be sustainable, is that the more we can do for ourselves and not rely on other people, then the more we have a chance of being able to do it. So I sent the song out, my rough mix out, to a few people, and they all have, you know, busy lives, completely understandable, but I didn't hear back. And so we were really kind of in a strange predicament where I was personally wondering if this was the last song we were ever going to do. I wasn't sure. And I was like, I got to get this done. And it's got to be good, because what if this is the last time Dee sings? Like, what am I going to do? So got kind of freaked out, got paralyzed, and then couldn't do anything. But then I thought, goddamn internet's going to help me out. So I went searching for tutorials and stuff. So I found this guy in the UK who had like some very rudimentary engineering mixing tutorials. And what I had discovered was I know a lot. I have a lot of experience and I've been doing things, and I've been in many of the world most, you know, the most famous studios and stuff, but I was missing some fundamental information. So it goes back to learning anything. If you don't know the vowels, how can you write a sentence, right? So I just was, I went back and I was learning the holes of the things that I didn't really get. Then I remixed it. And sorry, this got along, but it was such a crazy process because we really needed to get the song done. And sorry, Dee, I'm talking too much about this.
Good. I'm learning.
but it was a pretty, it was a very connected process of it being a creative moment, an inspiring moment of change. And then it really all of a sudden became, this is a moment where music is actually super connected to our life. And we've always felt that our music exists because of our life. And it's this sort of this syncratic kind of, what would be the word? It's not
syncratic.
Yes. Yes.
I think
like complete interconnected thing that happens with our music, that it only exists when we live our lives. And the more that we try to do more music and sacrifice our life, the more the music doesn't happen. It's this organic thing that happens. And maybe it's because we're a couple, and you know, when you're a couple and you're musicians, you have to decide which is going to survive, the music or the things that are in our life and the relationship. And when you want your relationship to last, then you make some choices that are about the relationship. So,
and that has worked
that's
for
where,
us.
That's where our music honestly comes from. That's how it all works.
That's out. Almost the definition of philosophic, because we let the songs come to us, as opposed to, you know, showing up in the studio every day and trying to hammer out or search for ideas. And so the music tends to be sort of reflective and philosophical, what have you, but it really flows organically from the process of us living our life. So that's why we sort of coined the genre philosophic, because we put our life first and the music flows from that.
Right. Now, so you just talked about, Chris, a feeling that, oh my gosh, is this going to be our last song? And this motivated you to, I need to get down and figure out how to mix this, and I'm going to do it now. Dee, where were you?
Well, I would say that was like the darkest time of this. This was before we had any answers. We didn't know anything, and everything was taking a long time. I was, you know, just doing my best, doing my practice, you know, going back to those fundamentals of like what makes me feel strong and happy. Chris was in here working hard. Like, I would wake up in the morning at like 3, 4 in the morning, and she was already in the studio. She was gone. And I felt so grateful, but I also felt everything was going to be okay. And we've had a lot of happiness through this. I would say that it's, you know, outside of a few dark moments, this whole new music stuff and this whole new sort of take on life that has come from this has been a huge gift. So I feel like there's a renewed desire to communicate. There's a renewed desire to like make music, connect with people. And it's a gift. I'm just grateful that this is my partner right here.
Amazing. So with that, then, you just recently, you've been talking about this quite a lot on your social media, so this is quite public knowledge. Yes. You recently had surgery and you were still in recovery from breast cancer. Would you like to share anything, some updates, let people know how you're doing, how you're doing, Dee, how you're doing, Chris, but also what's the path forward for you?
We're doing great. So yeah, I had surgery on June 5th, so it's 6 weeks this week. There's a breast incision and an arm incision. Everything is healing well. The armpit incision where they took out 5 lymph nodes, that's a tricky one. That's a tender area, so it's, you know, there's a lot of scarring and everything, but everything's healing well. It doesn't look at this point that we're hopeful that I don't need chemotherapy, but there's a special test happening in California, and we should be learning the results of that in a week or so. And if that comes back positive, then it's negative in a positive way sort of thing. If that comes back clean, then I'll have radiation starting in August, and then they're anticipating that it'll be a full recovery. So we're very grateful for that.
Oh, that's good news, and crossing our fingers. It's a good report from California. Chris, how have you been doing through all this?
It's definitely been not like anything I've ever experienced before in my life. And I think that at my age, you know, I've seen a lot of friends go through difficult times. I had some deaths in the family, and you know, just things that are very big. But this is just really different. I'm grateful. You know, Dee kind of gave us our plan very early on that worrying wasn't going to be helpful. knowing kind of hypothetically this, that it wasn't going to be helpful, just actually believing in the positive energy that we could give to ourselves and give to our bodies and our minds and our soul and everything was going to be the most important thing that we could do. Exercise, eat well. I've definitely had lots of wine during this time, but we just kind of signed on to, okay, we both agree how we're going to be. And that was really great. But the roller coasters of it all has been challenging to try and figure out, what's next in our, what's going to happen now kind of thing. But, I agree. Like, I think we feel not only positive and grateful, but I think we feel that there's a lot of really great things that have happened out of those decisions on kind of like to each his own. I'm not trying to say that there's a better way or a worse way. It's just what worked for us. That's all. But it's led to a lot of really good things. And being appreciative of like, oh my gosh, I'll never forget, whether you like the song or not, the every moment that goes into this new song that we've got out right now will always be something that I will remember, how much joy it gave us when we were scared shitless, but we were good and we would work on the song and how happy it made us and how reflective and kind of just peaceful, and it worked out in such a giving way. I'll just never forget that. So, and we have a lot of other songs waiting in the queue to work on, and I don't know, it feels pretty amazing just to sort of be back doing that and having the sort of the right headspace, the body, soul, and mind headspace to do it.
And I'm so looking forward to hearing some new music from you very soon. But also, we have a new song coming up just after our chat today called One Mind From You. But before we jump into that, there is tremendous support from an outreach, it appears, on your social media. People have been sending the love both of your ways related to not only the new song, but of course, your surgery and your recovery and diagnosis. Did you have any messages you'd like to share with our listeners and your fans out there before we close?
I think we're just really, really grateful. I think just this whole community just sort of gave a chance for people to share lots of love on social media, and that feels really good. I mean, we all scroll around and we see some of the negative rhetoric that's out there, some of the divisiveness, and we have always, through our music and through our presence online, we've always just wanted to like have positivity and bring positivity into the world. So I think we're just really grateful that there's been so much support, and it just feels good to be in a space where people are so openly loving and sending good vibes, really from around the world. It just feels great.
Well, thank you both for joining us here on CFRC in the Release Radar Rundown. It's a pleasure having you in our studios. Hopefully we'll get to do this again in the coming months, perhaps. I'd love to bring you both in to play some fun music right off the floor. But what a wonderful conversation. I loved learning about your process, the lovely new music that you've created, and also what's been happening with you, Dee and Chris. We really do appreciate your time and for sharing so much with the community about what's happening in your world as artists and in our community. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dinah.
Thank you, Dinah and CFRC. You guys have always been great supporters of us, so we love you.
We love you too. Oceans. Welcome back. You just heard a brand new single by Chris and Dee called One Mind, released in June. Thank you to both of them for joining us to chat about their life, their music, and where they're both at following Dee's recent breast cancer surgery and the road ahead. We'll finish off this special edition of the Release Radar Rundown with some lovely singles from Chris and Dee's earlier works, including Beach and Cold Chisel from A Great Long Game, Newfoundland from Bloom, Mars and Force to be Reckoned With from Still Here Inside, and No Tattoo from their 2019 release, Browseline. Keep up with their latest news by following them on Instagram at Chris and Dee. That's Chris with a K for listeners out there new to their music. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Chris and Dee. Thank you for joining us here on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time.
Out of our reach, so we moved to a place just up the street. Got a part-time job, get a few days off, and we walk to the water whenever we want. One thing we know in this life, you gotta make a little money, take a lot of time. I'm pink tub, the roof's a little rough, and we're just breaking even most every month. But we're both okay with the life we gave away, 'cause now we got time to live for today. One thing we know in this life, you gotta make a little money, take a lot of time. Thank you. Let's get away from life here. Let's get emptied out like this crooked house in the ocean air. And I know when we get back home, whatever is left is meant to be kept as we begin again. Emptied out of every worry. sure that you would let me in. I'll just save the fuel, save my time. You don't want no spacecraft flying up there tonight. Save the space suit for another flight. Call off the countdown once again tonight. Throw me under the bus. Tell a lie, then you try to talk about trust. You wanna pull me down so you can rise above. You wanna make me pay 'cause you don't feel good enough. You're desperate. So aggressive. too much pop. Hard to wrangle in my fleeting thoughts. If I could reduce them in a pot on the stove, then I would get what I already don't even have a tattoo. One thing that I can stand behind forever, never change my mind. The only thing that's permanent is you. Much wine, drunken thoughts strung across my mind. If I could reduce them in a pot on the stove, then I would get what I already know. It's hard to find the pieces when my head is full of pieces and I don't. I won't force it. I won't try too hard. It's hard to find pieces when my head's full of pieces and I don't even have a tattoo. One thing that I can stand behind forever, never change my mind. The only thing that's permanent is
have you ever been to extended family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love extended family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to extended family. Come and have some fun.
A word that gets used a lot at a radio station is the verb broadcast, as in to broadcast. Ever wonder about the past and future tenses of that word? Are you tempted to say, I broadcasted my show, or my show will be broadcasted? Well, actually, most standard English dictionaries say that the past and future tenses of the word broadcast are exactly that, broadcast and not broadcasted. So, if in doubt, it's probably okay to say broadcasted, and there are a couple of dictionaries that allow for that, but you're probably safest saying, I have broadcast my show. You're listening to a Grammarphone with Daniel Wolfe.
Oh, they tell me I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.